Actually, see.
Yeah. So today's shir is Hilchos Kli Mikdash Ve'Ha'ivdim Bei, Perek Gimel Da'Alvin Hey. The progression of the first perek will be Levim, the next perek Kehanim, and the final perek Kehanim Gedolim. So Seder, we're going to Mechayel Lechoyl. Lach Aleph Perek Gimel Lach Aleph Zera Levi Kulei Muvdu Levedes Hamikdash. Gam Shevet Levi is designated to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Nemer Beisei Hindu L'Shemes Shevet HaLevi. Mitzvah Hasei. They should be available for service. Bin Rotsu, Bin Lerotsu, whether they like it or not. Shunamar Vav the Levi, who is a Vigla Soy Home, Baniv Jikibalol of Committee Slavi Chutzim Dalarechod. In order for Levi to work in the Mesa Mikdash, she has to be Makabo, all the dinim, and all the protein that a Levi has to do when it comes to serving the Mesa Mikdash. So if he's not Makabo even one item, a Makabo Nase. Actually, Kabbal is Kulan, and only once he's Makabo, all the protein of Aveda Slavia, then we say, you're welcome to join. They're the watchmen. To open and close the doors. Singers. They sing on the tmidim. Shachan bin Harboim every day. They will serve b'shem Hashem in the name of Hashem. Halavim. Zehu sheder shehu b'shem Hashem. What service includes the using of the Eibush's name, or combining the Eibush's name in the Shedos, have aim as a Shira. When is the Shira sung? I call Oilis Hatzibur. Keyword Tzibur, a communal Oila. Hachoiva, that is coming al Sachiv, Valshami Yatzeres, and the Shlomo that came together with the loaves to be matter the Chadosh of wheat, Beis, and also Beis Niso Chayayin, when the wine libation was being poured together with the carbon. Avol Eilus Nadove, Shemekivan Etziv Lekaitzim Mizbeah. Eilus Nadove that the community brings from Meisar Halishka when the Mizbeah needs extra carbonis to keep the fire burning. Chain Hanasachim Habayim Bifnei Atzmam. So to the Nasachim that are poured not together with the carbon. Ideally, you should bring the Nasachim together with the carbon. But you can bring the carbon one day and the Nasachim another day. If that's what you're doing, then when you pull the Nasachim, you don't have the Shira. Einoim Melein Shira. Gimel. Levi Ha'einin Levi, whose blood relative had passed away, it's the Yom Hanisa Mutal Avidul Sheder. He is permitted, unlike a kohen. The Levi is permitted to serve and to sing. Shouldn't have less than 12 Levim to stand on the platform and sing during the carbon. And we can add to any amount of Levim to sing. The Shira, the singing is done vocally. In addition to the shira that they were doing, which was the Avidas Hashir, there were others who were assisting in playing instruments. There were other Levim and Yisrael Miyuchasim, whose lineage was Kasher, who could marry into Kayanim. These individuals, these musicians, aren't part of the number 12 singers, because the singers, which is the Ikir Shira, which is the Ikir Aveda, have to be 12. The other guys who add on the band, those are added on, but they're not counted as the original body of 12 singers. Doubt. Ubamehim and Agnim, with what instruments did they use? Benavalim, Vachalilim, Vikanais, Vachatzetzeris, flutes, lyres, some Sikanais of violins, or harps and trumpets, Vatzilzel, and a cymbal. Two types of flutes. Pritan is one used for strings, yeah. Kineri is a harp, and Vachatzetz is trumpets. Let's say it's simple, yeah. V'ein peichsim mishnei nevalim, we don't have less than two nevalim. V'lei misifin al shish, not more than six. V'ein peichsim mishnei chalil, not less than two flutes. V'lei misifin al shneimasa, not more than 12. V'ein peichsim mishnei chatzetzis, we don't have less than two chatzetzis. V'lei misifin al mei av esrim, you imagine 120 trumpets. What a sound. V'ein peichsim mishnei chalil, don't have less than nine harps. V'misifin ad li'olam, but there's no end to the amount of harps we can have. V'hatziltzel, what about a cymbal? Echel buvad. He does the singing sound, and that's it. Hey, the May Haimeyadis Kulon Uberoshi Chadashim during Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, Hoyakehanim Tekim Machatzeis V'Shasa Karbon. The Kehanim, in addition to the singing and the music, they would blow trumpets during the service of the carbon. V'Halavim Ivnim Shira Shnebo B'Yom Simchasim Yom Tov U'Bumay Deichem Rosh Chodesh Uberoshi Chadashim U'Skaitim Machatzeis Hachatziseres Heisen Nasis Mina Eshes Rokesef was made from a lump of silver. Also, Isam in a grotesque cassif made it from scraps of silver, kshera, mishayim in a matchis psula. Bachelim, Shemin Agnum Behen. What were these flutes? What material were they made from? Hoya Abu Shalahim Shulkani, they were made of a reed. The Pnesha Kaili Arif, it has a pleasant sound. Veloy Hoya Mechalik, Ela Ba'abu Vichidi, the Pnesha Hu Mechalik Yafe. What does Mechalik mean? One of the Mefarshim explained Mechalik means that when they finished singing, the last sound that they heard from the musicians was the sound of the flute, because it gave a nice ending. Yeah, mechalik means mesayim, but mechalik also means you split the different stanzas in the music. Some, but another mefarsh means it's at the end. The final note would be the abu. But b'shnei masayim b'shana hechala makir lifnei mizbech. 12 days a year, the flute was with makir. That's how you play a flute. You bang your fingers on it. So you would play the flute in front of the mizbech. B'shchita during, so every day we would have halal shalom. We would do b'shchitas pesach rishon and yud dalet nisan. B'shchitas pesach sheni. That would be Pesach Sheni. B'yam tev rishon shal Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. B'yam tev rishon shal Tev, first day of Sukkos. Excuse me, Shavuos. U'b'shmenis me'achag, the 8 days of Sukkos. B'chalo zedichach Shabbos, the playing of the flute, supersedes the prohibition of Shabbos. M'pnei shehu chalo shal carbon, because it's connected to the carbon. V'chalo shal carbon avaydehu. V'deichas ha-Shabbos.
Zayin. Dafke the flute.
Dafke the flute. So on Shabbos, it would have the chalo. The chalo, right.
But all the other things, no.
Zayin, in ben Levi nichnas Azara l'avidosu, ad shilamduhu chamish shanam t'chila. Levi can only enter the Azarim to begin his Aveda once he has 5 years of training outside of the Azarim. He learns the halachas, he has the, some say it took 5 years to learn how to play an instrument. Shanem azeis asher olavi mi ben chamish v'esem shane, that once at 25, this is how they should begin to learn. Because v'chadem mi ben shleshem shane. Okay, so one person says 25, one person says 30. So chamish the Talmud, it took 5 years to learn pasha the practicalities of being a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'enei nichnes la'aveda chi yagdo v'yeish, mi only enter the Beis HaMikdash for service until he becomes 30, and he has simanim of an adult. Shenema ish ish alavidasi. Either pasuk says you got to be 25. Oh, good question. So it says that Amon Ches Zeshner Bateri Belavim Ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah HaAvida. The once he turns 50, it's behemshuch to your question. The Teri says that once he turns 50, they got to leave. Einay Ela Bizman Shohayu Noisan Hamigdash Mimakul Makim. That was a specific tzivay for the Zman in the Midbar. Veina Mitzvah Hanehegas Hadeiros. And therefore, nowadays, if a Levi learns the Avida 5 years before he becomes Bar Mitzvah, and he's a Bar Mitzvah and he's a Gadol, straight away he can work in the Beis HaMikdash. In the midway, you had to be 25 to begin learning, and then only when you were 30 you could enter. Avaladeiris, ain't a living Nisabah Shanim. Voleba Mumin, Elabakoya. The only disqualifying fact is if he has a hoarse voice. Kishis Kalkal Kayla Merev Hazikna, because he's very old. He passed Avadasa Bemikdash. Viro Lish, ain't a Nisal Elolim Ashira. Even when he loses his voice, he's passed to sing. Aviyam and Ashrayim, he can be from the ones who guard the gates. Test. Not horse. When he pushes, he can't. Doesn't have the ability to sing because of his age. Obviously, when he's horse, his voice is nice.
A child singers with beautiful voices, then they hit puberty and then.
Aha. Right.
Anymore. I wonder if that counts.
Aha. Tzad hazikna. Test. Shmuel Horeya. Shmuel Hanavi. With David Hamelach. Chilka Halavim Naesem Rabbi Mishmaris. They divided the Levim into 24 groups. Vayved Mishma B'chol Shabbos. Each group had a week that they would work in the Beis HaMikdash. So, on average, every Levi would work in the Beis HaMikdash twice a year. Give 24 groups, 48 weeks, so sometimes 52. So on average, most Levim worked in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks a year. The Kol Anshei HaMishmar, Machalik Isam, Reish HaMishmar, Labati Aviz. Every of these 24 general groups, each of these groups were then divided into Bati Aviz. V'chol Yeh Mimei HaShabbos, Evin Be'anoshim Yiduim. Each Bati Av was assigned a specific day. Rashi ha'avos, achalken elo ha'evnim b'yem shalahem, isha shalavidase. Yeah, so for each of the 24 general groups, you had 7 individual groups. Vaited, b'chal ha'levim muzhorim al-avidas ha'mizbeach. Each of the levim have a warrant about not to do avida on the mizbeach. Shnama ach, b'klei ha'kedesh ha'mizbeach, lo yikrovu v'lo yamusu, lo yikrovu l'avida, avolig mutarim. They can't take a touch in this bechim, tarnish the abitin dog. Can't do the aveda. Yud, shem shalavim muzharim shalav the avedas al kehanim. Just the levim may not do the work of the kehanim. Kach al kehanim muzharim shalav the avedas al levim. Shnema, gam heim, gam atim. V'chein al levim atzma muzharim shalayase echem emelechas chavere. Every levi has to do the thing that he's assigned to do, not his chavere's levi's aveda. Lo yaseyeh ha-mashayr al-ashayr al-ashayr al-ashayr. The guy who's watching the gates shouldn't begin to sing and vice versa. Shnema, ish, ish, al-avidase, ve'el masoy.
So what? How many avedis are there in the Levim?
Shoyarim, watch
the gates.
Who watch the gates to open and close the gates, and to sing, and to play the instruments. Yidalov, Levim Shavdu Avidus Hakihanim, if a Levi did do the service of a Kohen, or Shesia Levi Bemlach Hashena Balachte, who he assisted in a Melach he was not supposed to do, Chayovin Misa Bidei Shomayim. It's high Misa. Shneim Vloimo, so Ava Kohen, Shavdu Avidus Levi, if a Kohen did what a Levi is supposed to do, Einu Bemisa Ela Balei Sase. Okay, so Tonam we discuss Levim, Perik is going to discuss Kihanim. Alaf Hakihanim, Huvdulu Meklav Levim, Avidus Hakarbonis. Rebbe has a harder, but Pshat Huvdulu Meklav Levim. Unlike Shittas Rashi, the Rambam's understanding of the Havdalah of Shevet Levi was a Havdalah Klalos. And from Levi, there was a Havdalah of the Kehanim. Not that the Eibush did the two Havdalahs of Levim and Kehanim. It was Shevet Levi, the Klalos Dik Havdalah, and then from Levi, the Kehanim. It has different ramifications, but will be Mayer Chafetz. Shenemar ve'ibad laharin lakdisha kedesh kadoshim. U'mitzah saseihi lahavdal ha-Kehanim. It's a mitzah to distinguish the Kehanim. U'lekachon. Ulahachinam le carbon. Shenemar v'kidashtei kislechem lekecho hu makriv. Dahino to prepare them for the avodas hakarbonis. Base the tzarech is a shiva in Yerushalayim today that does this. They study about the karbonis and the kmitz and alinyon. It's interesting. The tzarech kol adam yisrael linig bekavod harbe. Every yid has to give a kohen a lot of kavod. Ulahach demisim lechol davar shabekdusha leftech b'teir rishin to get kohen by the teir levarich rishin v'litel mana yafe rishin. And to get a mana yafe when they be mechalik a carbon that is eaten by the bialim, they get a good portion. But again, that only applies if that kohen is a talmud chacham, because we know that mamzer talmud chacham is before kohen gadol am ha'aretz. Yimo, meishar rabbeinu chilak kehanim mishmeinu mishmaris. Just like we have the mishmaris by the levim, we'll see what happened by the kehanim. So meishar rabbeinu divided the kehanim into 8 general families. Arba melazav arba misama. V'chein hoyu at Shmuel hanavi. Interesting. V'hi sa Shmuel hanavi. Previous speaker said Shmuel haroya. Bimei Shmuel, the times of Shmuel, Chilkam Huve David HaMelech, La'arba ve'esrei Mishma, they were divided into 24 categories. So we have 24 families of Levim, 24 groups of Kehanim. La'kol Mishma ve'mishma reish echem amune, Vaidlan Yerushalayim la'vede. Every Mishma had a head of that Mishma who would ascend to, with the entire Mishma, would ascend to Yerushalayim. We call Mishma b'chol Shabbos. Interesting. Their Avodah would begin on Shabbos. The previous week's Avodah would finish on Shabbos. As we learn, Moyim Hashabbos, Yim Hashabbos, Hoy Mischalf. Mishmar Yetze, V'Hachashu Achrav Nichnes. Achi Gom Rav Chizon Chalilo. We knew that the Mishmar Yetze, the Mishmar Nichnes was from the Chiluk Lechem upon him. That the Mishmar Nichnes got 6 loaves, the Mishmar Yetze also got 6 loaves. That is when the changing of the gods occurred. Dad, the mitzvah is asked Elias call him Mishmaris Shavim Baragolim. When the Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov comes for all the Mishmaris. Right, each mishmar, each of the 24 mishmars have their own week. But Yom Tov comes, all the 24 mishmars got to come to work. He may taka do the abit in the base of Mikdash, and he gets a chelik in the eiris and in the basar. Hey, when do we say that a kohen who's coming during Yom Tov to work in the base of Mikdash, when it's not his regular mishmar, that he gets a chelik in the eiris and the basar, the karbanis haragalim, if it's a carbon that comes due to Yom Tov, ubechiluk lechem apanim, ubechiluk shtei lechem shel tzeres. Avul and donav and odavis are tamidim. However, when it comes to karbanis adarim and odavis and the tamidim, which are brought every day, ei makriv and oison, these kohanim whose mishmar is not that specific week, they do not involve themselves in the process of those karbanis. Afilu borega, even on Yom Tov, elam mishmar shezmani kavu. Shnei mechiluk kechiluk kechiluk levad mem karav ala odavis. Kloimar, chelik kechelik yoichlo bekarbonis hatzibor, ve'einon chelik kechelik b'shar hadvarim, shekachiu koesam ha'avis v'kavoesam kol mishma v'mishma b'shabbatim. Under vetter, we have fixed karbonis that are brought every day. We have fixed karbonis nedarim and adavis. So these karbonis are considered the chelik of the mishma that is working of that week in the Beis HaMikdash. We have other karbonis that are brought mitzad Yom Tov, and other karbonis that are bakroi. So those karbanis, the other mishmaris that come to work in the Beis HaMikdash during Yom Tov, do taka get a chelik in those. Yeah?
Regular stuff, the regular mishmar gets. The special stuff, the special
everybody. Yeah, pasha. Well, v'chein avedas lechem upon him, b'mishmash shezmani kavua. Aval avedas shtei halechem, which again, because it wasn't something that was specific every week, b'chol mishmaris. U'minayin shein medaba erub birugolim. How do we know that the pasuk b'chad shorech is referring to Yom Tov, that that's when all the kehanim come to work in the Beis HaMikdash? Shenema me'chad shorech m'kol Yisrael. B'shal shekol Yisrael boin b'shar echad. Which is Yom Tov. We all enter Yerushalayim. U'minayin shein medaba erub b'kehanim shenoi chelik echelik echelu. Ve'in shom atonis b'mikdash l'hiyachil elo l'kehanim b'vad. So chelik echelik. Who has a chelak kohanim, and everybody comes in the same shard, so kohanim on Yom Tov. Zayin, v'chein kohen shoyle carbon, if a kohen has a personal carbon, hareiz a bala mikdash makrivi b'choyim sheyirtze. right? He doesn't have to wait till his mishmar. He can come whenever he wants. The klal is, when it comes to kachim, the oir and the basar is like kihanim. By kachim kalim, it goes to the bayim. Over here, it's, besides the fact that it's kachim kachim, if we go to regular kain, he is the bayim, he is the kain. He is allowed to retain the oiris and the basar. If he wants to give his animal to any other kain to be makrivit, naisen, the oir and the yishchite of the carbon, it belongs to the kain who performed the service with that animal, not to him. Not the Baal HaKarbon. So again, the concept of Halacha Zayin Tiyut is going to discuss the idea of Shlichus, that if a Kohen is able to do the Avodah himself, then he can appoint another Kohen to be his Shliach, and if he can't do the Avodah himself because either he's a Baal Mum or he's too weak to do the Avodah, then the benefits that a regular Kohen would get for being Makriv his own Karbon belong to the Kohen who does the Avodah, because the Mishaleach can't do the Avodah himself. If the Kohen who is bringing the carbon is a Baal Mum, Nesen Korbani L'Anshe Mishmar, he brings it to the Kehanim of that week, and the skin of the animal belongs to the Kehanim who do the Avodah. Again, because the Mishaleach can't do the Avodah himself, so the Avodah belongs to those Kehanim. If he was very old or ill, in which case he's only able to do the Avodah if he mamash exerts himself. And we say that Aveda al de'ed chak, Shmei Aveda. So Nais and Karbon Yochel Kenshi, he gives his carbon to any coin that he desires. Lo'ev Aveda l'anshi Mishmar, and the Oid, and the Aveda, the Hain of the Flesh, belongs to the coin of that Mishmar, because being that he's a Zakin Ochela, the only way he's able to eat it is al de'ed chak, and Achila, al de'ed chak, Leishmei Achila. So therefore, all the rights go to the carbon, to the Kehanim, do the carbon. Ve'imin Yochel Aved Kalef, he can't work at all. Haria Karbon Yochel l'anshi Mishmar, it's eaten by the Anshi Mishmar, seeming to the Rama Mischezer on the Reisha of the Halacha. Now again, if the Kohen who is a Baal Mum cannot do any Avodah, then the eating of the carbon belongs to those who do the Avodah, as does the skin of the animal. Test, how you tell me the carbon is a Tzibur Chal Kehanim Tumeim? If there was a carbon that had to be brought, and everyone's Tumei, Nois Ne Labai Limum Tahirim Shabaisi Mishmar, it should be eaten by the moment of that Mishmar. Va'ore Vavidasi L'Anshi Mishmar Tumeim. But the Shchita and the Oir belongs to the Anshi Mishmar who are Tami. Halacha Yod, Hoy HaKarbon Shel Kohen Gadol, V'Hoy Oinu. In which case, we say that unlike a regular Kohen, Kohen Gadol who's an Oinu, Taka can do Aveda, but he can't eat it. So he can be Memana a Kohen as a Shliach to do the Aveda, but not necessarily for the Achila. Nevertheless, says in Ambam, Nois Nochal Kohen Sheyirta, he can give the animal to any Kohen that he wants. V'Oir, V'Avedasi L'Anshi Mishmar, the Oir and the Achila of the animal belongs to the Kohen of that Mishmar. Kevan, why can the reason why he's allowed to appoint a kohen to fulfill the shlichus in this case is kivancha kohen gadol ha'oinin roi la'avei the commission's bar, because he inherently is allowed to work, as we explain in Hilchos Bias Hamikdash. So therefore harisa isa shlicha karboni, he's allowed to create a shliach to be makiv his carbon, and that shliach will eat it on his behalf.
Every mishmar, every head of every mishmar divides his mishmar into families, into seven, so that each of these subcategories work within, the subgroups work once a week. So what do we have? We have the Mishmar. We have 24 Mishmaris. You have a Rosh Mishmar. The Rosh Mishmar is divided into seven. Right? Every day of the week, one of the Bati Yav work. For each Bati Yav, you had a Reish Beis Av. So you had the Reish Mishmar, who was in charge of the Reish Beis Av, who was in charge of the people who worked every day of the week. The base, Maman Kohen Gadol, we appointed Kohen Gadol, Shuhu Rosh Lachol HaKehanim. Meishcha Neisa B'Shem HaMishcha, we anointed him with Shem HaMishcha, Mabishun Eisa Big De Kohuna Gedela, we give him the Big De Kohuna, Shnema V'Hakein HaGadol Miyachav. V'Main Shem Shem HaMishcha, Rabban Eisiv Big De Kohuna Gedel Bavad. He becomes Kohen Gadol through the Levishas Big De Kohuna. Shnema Vashu Yutza Kal Reishu Shem HaMishcha Mili Siyadu Dubishas Sabgadim Yishem Shem Srabba B'Shem HaMishcha Kach Mesrabba B'Gadim. Now again, okay, it's Rabban Eisiv B'Gadim. How does he attain the status of Kohen Gadol through the Levishas Sabgadim? Levi Shemene B'Gadim V'Feishna M'Chayziv Levi Shem HaMachar. He puts them on, then he takes them off. He puts them on again the next day. Shiva Siyamim Yemi Chayim for 7 days in a row, one after another. Shnema Shiva Siyamim V'Bashem HaKein Tachtam Yibanov. Hashem should be begotten Shiva, just like becoming a Kohen Gadol through the Big Day Kohuna. It's a process of 7 days. Kach Meshicha b'Shem and Shiva. Yoyim achayim. So the Hemshach to what we learned yesterday, the Kohen Gadol has to have the oil shmid on him 7 days in a row. V'im avad kodem shi yisrabi begotten kol Shiva. If the Kohen Gadol
Lomar Zogin, Yom Kippur comes around, and he did his Avodah before. He was Nismanis less than 7 days before Yom Kippur, let's assume. Before he had the Mashiach put on him for 7 days, the moment he received the Mashiach once, or wore the begotten once, Nasa King the difference between a Kohen Gadol who became so through Mashiach or through wearing the big dekohuna is Ela Pasha, maybe Kohen Hamashiach and Shorga Bachas Mina Mitzvahs, Shachai Volon Chatos. This is the part, the special Chatos offering. A regular Yisrael would have to bring a Seira. Kohen Gadol will have to bring a par. If it's a Aveda with Shikagasi Chatos, it's then a Kars. But again, that's only if the Kohen Gadol was Nimshach to the Shemana Mishcha. If he came a Kohen Gadol to the Rumba Begadim, he doesn't bring that special Chatos offering. Only the Kohen Mashiach, the Shemana Mishcha, has to bring that special par. Abel Lashar Hadvarim Shavan him. It's the quote of 71 that appointed Kohen Gadol. Ein Moshech Noisei Ela B'Yom. Shnei B'Yom Himashach Isei. V'chein Misrabe B'Gadim B'Vad. Ein Merabe Noisei Ela B'Yom. The first time he wears the clothes should be during day. V'imimanim Shnei Kehanim G'dem Ka'achas. We shouldn't appoint a Kohen Gadol into right. We shouldn't appoint a Kohen Gadol into his position whilst there's another Kohen Gadol currently working, because it's not becoming. Tezayin. V'imanim Kohen Achi. For this Kohen Gadol we appoint another Kohen. Yiel Kohen Gadol Kamei Hamishnu L'Melech. Second in command, who nikras gan, who nikre mamone. The aim of the min kohen gadol tamid should be at the right side of the kohen gadol. The zeb kavid huloy, v'cholok yehanim v'tachas yadas gan. Everybody is answerable to this gan. V'zayin v'oid maman kati koylin. This is an officer, a type of officer. V'yoyson lasgan kamei zgan kohen gadol. This kati koylin, this officer is going to serve the zgan akayanim. V'im pachas mishnayim. The zgan akayanim shouldn't have less than two kati koylin. U'maman amar koylin. These are officers of a lower rank. These Amar Kohen hold the keys of the Azarim. Yes, the Shiva learned that they were by the Zkenim of the Beisav. So perhaps these Zkenim of the Beisav were the Amar Kohen. If one of them would have wanted to open, use his key to open a door, all seven would have had to be present to open the door that he would have wanted to open. Some of them are farish because the doors had seven locks, and each of these kingdom had one of the seven keys, so you had to have the seven keys to open the door together.
All the doors had seven locks.
Yeah. Mavtechas Azare was the Sharnik. I think that's the one that won. That's the beer that I read
the
somewhere.
Beis Hamiki, no? The first one, the first
place. That's true, but we're talking about the Azare, that Mavtechas Azare be Yodam. Right?
Everyone had seven locks.
The Sharnik had seven locks. This is what he brings over here on the side. Yeah, interesting. Not over here. He brings in the Meznaim. He brings in the Farish that way. Ches, Mamanim Gizborim Etachas Dei Amar Kohen. We appoint treasurers that are answerable to the Amar Kohen. Ve'ein Pechse Mishlishik Gizborim. We shouldn't have less than three treasurers. Gizborim, what do they do? What do the treasurers do? Shegevim Kol HaKadeshes, they collect the Hektash. Peidin Esenifte Mehen. And they receive the money from people who want to redeem them. Umitzin Eisen L'dvarim Horoin L'Hitzor. And then we use that money, or they would use money from the Hektash funds to buy things that the Beis Hamikdash needs. You test. Kohen Gadol HaMashuach, Kedem the Merubah B'Gadim. So now we're going to have a hierarchy of different Kehanim Gedolim. And we'll see at the end there's going to be eight levels. We have the Kohen Gadol who's Mashuach. He's on the top. He's higher than a Kohen Gadol who became so through just wearing the clothes. Merubah B'Gadim HaEmed L'Sharis, Kedem the Mashuach Sha'av V'Machmas Keri. If you keep your Kohen Gadol had a Keri and you couldn't work, so a Kohen Gadol who's a Merubah B'Gadim, who is being Mashuach, is higher than him. And one who is disqualified because of a keri takes precedence. He's like on a higher level than one who was disqualified because he had a mum. Again, a Kohen Gadol had a mum. Kohen Gadol who is disqualified because of a mum is higher than a Kohen Mashuach Muhammad who would proceed with the troops into war. Mashuach Muhammad Kohen Lizgan. Lizgan Kohen Lakatikar. Lakatikar Kohen Lamarkar. Lamarkar Kohen Lagizbar. Gizbar Kohen Larish Mishma. Larish Mishma Kohen Larish Bis Av. Eight levels of Kehanim, one on top of the other. Ches, Chof. Kishiyamos Hamelech.
About the Zikne Bis Av had the Master Face Azara.
Right. Right.
So over here, what are we talking about? That they had the Amar Kati Koylin had the
Amar Koylin. Maybe time aha.
Yeah, that's what I suggest.
I guess the Zikne Bis Av were appointed as Amar Koylin.
No, because Zikne Bis every Bis Av, there were how many Bis Avs?
You only had some of the Zikne Bis Av, also could have been also the Amar Koylin. Some, not all of the Ziknes. They had some who were, some who weren't. Some Ziknes were Amar Kedem, some were.
Hear what he's saying, but there's seven times 24. Mm-hmm. You didn't have that many Katakev. Just that two or three.
The Zikne Beth Av of that day or that week, that was, they had the Maftechis. But here, but if there were only seven, how wasn't enough to have?
Yes, he answers over here. He discusses it.
So he said there's two kinds of maftechas.
The ones that the Makilin had was where there was money. Yeah. But the ones of the actual doors to open in place, that was the Zikna Besavir. They had the treasury keys.
Oh, okay.
Good. It's a good question, though. Yeah.
What do you say? What?
The Makilin had the treasury, the things where the Lashakas, where there was money, where there was Mamed Hektish.
That's what they
had. Zikna Besavir, the everything else.
The Chol.
Yeah.
The one that was. Okay.
When the king or king gadol, or any of these individuals passed away, his heir, one who could heir him, takes his place. Anybody who takes precedence and inheritance, he takes the position of the deceased. Provided that he's as wise as his predecessor. Even though. He doesn't. He's not in the same level as Chachmish. Shenemer b'Melech who vana b'kerev Yisrael. Malamid shahmalchus Yerusha. Vein hadin shasrar shabekerev Yisrael. Shazeich la. Zeich laatzmi ulazaru.
Nepotism.
Yeah. Exactly. Chafalef. Meshuach Melchame. Ein b'nei mismana tachtov liyelam. Elaru b'nei kashakiyanim. Unlike a king of. Even if the Melchame nimshach. So it could be if Taki his son ended up becoming Meshuach Melchame. Fine. V'im lo nimshach leinimshach. Kshakim Meshuach Melchame mishamish b'mikdash. If this came a shuch mechamer, working base mikdash, meshamish ba'brak kelim kishar hakeihanu, he wouldn't wear the eight garments that the king gadol wore. Ma'ilam misrara l'srara shigdele mimena. We would up a kohen from one position to a high position. Ve meridin eisa l'srara shilamat mimena. We never depose them. Shemaylam akedush ve meridin. Ve meridin yailam misrara shibekarav Yisrael. We do not depose from a position of authority within Klal Yisrael. Elam sarach. Some define this means if you didn't avera in
behesim.
Chodbeis. But King Gadol shavu ravedu v'chay shachay v'lo malchus. King Gadol didn't avera his mechuyim malchus. Malkin oisei bebeisen shol shosh. Keshar mechuyim malchus. Bechuyiz v'lo gdolosei. Because the moment he receives his malchus, azich hezach that he did tshuva, and he goes back to his kashrus. Perik chamishi, we're going to discuss the King Gadol. Halach alav. King Gadol tzarech shehiyah gadol mikolecha v'akihana b'noi. He has to, going to be five details how he's greater than his brethren. He has to be, b'noi means in beauty, b'koyach, strength, b'ishur, wealth, chachme, b'mare, wisdom and in appearance.
What's the difference?
Yofia, one is the facial look, and one is the physique. Im ein loy mami, hodnish kin galt, kol a kehanim nisim loy mishalohen. The kehanim we gotta give him. Kol echad v'yachad lefi yashrei. Ad shi yashrei yosim yashrei shebekulam. Until it becomes the richest. No, beis, v'ein echad mikol eila ma'akiv. Doesn't have the Bitcoin, it's not ma'akiv. Ela kol zela mitzvah, avin nisrab mikol ma'akiv. Nisrab. Gimel.
That's Pasha thinking that anyway.
Yeah. He has to present himself in an honorable fashion. He shouldn't hang around the kashrus bakalim. They shouldn't see naked on a bathroom. On a bathhouse. What's he taking a haircut? If he's inviting others to bathe with him, shouldn't enter a feast, a wine feast, or a soda, a public feast. If he wants him to go to a mourner's home, pasuk in Kehelet, Tev leches mi beis ve'evil mi beis ha'mishneh, something like that. When he goes, ein ha'helech birbuvim shara kehanim. Shouldn't go amongst the kehanim. Kehanim misav v'neisiv v'chotin ha'kaved m'machta b'sashuvil in an honorary fashion. Hasgan m'matzah bein l'beinahom. He's the machi, make sure nobody comes near him. Hasgan v'mashiach she'ovin m'minu. The skan and the kohen gadol, who had previously been a kohen gadol, is on his right side. V'reish beis av. Again, the Reish Beis Av was the head of the Av of that day. V'ho avelim v'chol ha'om mismaylei.
I never got that. Pardon? I never got what the Vart is. What did avelim do next to him? Why did they come to Mechamavim? They stand up and join his entourage?
They don't. No, they sit down.
but okay. There's left. You just make sure there are two.
Yeah, left or right. I think the idea is that there's no mixing going on. You can see who's a Kohen Gadol and who are his Meshamshim. And
so I'm saying, Pasha, come to the Avelim, they're in front of you. You don't like lines.
Right, like to the left, exactly. We give them a and then the Avelim try to be Mechab the Kohen Gadol as they're able to. Hey, Mesli, Mes, any Yitzah Achrov. If the Kohen Gadol relative passes away, he doesn't follow the procession of the funeral. Then he doesn't leave the door of his house. As a chashash, he's going to come tummy in contact with the Arin, or he doesn't leave the base of Mikdash during his avoda. Regardless, if it's not during his avoda, everybody comes to his home to comfort him. We make for him a meal after his after the kavura. So this is the mavrin. We give him the food. Everybody, the people sit on the floor. He sits on a bench. Doesn't do kriya like other kohanim. Shnema begad of lo yifrin. Tim kara loike. He's kriya. He's the big day kohanim gedayim. Chayv malchus. Aval kriya hu malamat kenegi dragov. He may however tear his ordinary clothes from that are from the hem at the bottom. He can never grow locks of hair. Shnama esreishal yifra. Va'afilu beishal yikanis lemikdash. Right? Kohen, twice a year, more or less, once every 24 weeks, besides for Yom Tov, only when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, drew his mishma, he had to cut his hair. The Kohen Gadol can never let his hair grow more. We'll see. Ela mesapi made of Shabbos, or Shabbos has to cut his hair once a week. Ve'ene mesapi betar, ela besug. He doesn't take a haircut with a razor, rather with scissors. Reish sa'ara zu, be'ikar zu. Achirokil hu tzamach. So it was a special kind of haircut that the tip of one hair reached the root of the hair in front of it, or next to it.
Some people have that. It's like,
it's like,
yeah.
But you gotta kind of snip like every five hairs because, you know, it's a very tedious haircut.
Yeah.
I understand. What does that mean? It looks like it all grew out.
So you gotta dry this. Oh, you gotta draw this out.
One hair, no. One hair, and somehow, where that ends, the next one grows, and then the next one grows, and then the next one grows, and the next one grows.
So all those hairs in between.
One hair ends, the next one grows.
So what? Yeah. So what happens? Something all the like hair then between.
They gotta cut them out. You gotta be very careful how you do it.
So your mom has cut out all the ones in the middle.
Well, yeah. It's tough. Yeah, an arbit.
Well, you got a haircut every week. You didn't have much hair in anymore.
Yeah, fine. He should have a home, a room, prepared for him in the base of Mikdash. The cover for him is to sit in the base of Mikdash all day.
He didn't have too many responsibilities. Did he officially do the day?
We'll see. Behemshif, what Avedis he did.
It's like Chavitin and the Baker, I'm saying he didn't.
Right, but he had other Avedis that they could do throughout the day.
He could.
Yeah.
Volunteer, like an ambassador, yeah.
Yeah. Via Beisei Yerushalayim, his home was in Yerushalayim, v'ein yizaz mishim. Interesting part, the Rebbe has a beard. Chum zakte, v'geitze chachanke. V'mei matasyo v'yechnin Kohen Gadol. Who's a Kohen Gadol? Matasyo or Yechanan?
Yechanan. Yechanan Kohen Gadol.
Why not matasyo? Because matasyo lived in my din. Well, yeah, Kohen Gadol died, he has to live in Yerushalayim.
His father was the big chayta?
Oh, so it's some say it was his son. Or his grandson. There were many Yechanan Kohen Gadols. Oh, it's yeah. A Kohen Gadol done. A Kohen Gadol can be dying if he does Dayanus. But done in Eisei, he was judged. Umeidin Olav, and if there's something to testify against him, we testify against him. Vein done in Eisei din in Nefashos el Babis in Hagadol Bavad. When it comes to capital crime, we've got to use the quote of 71. Shnemer kol hadavar Hagadol yivu ilecha. Test. Hoye deyedos if he knew of testimony. Einai chayiv lahaida vafilu Babis in Gadol. Shezeini covered lo yishirich v'yoyt. It's not covered for him to go and testify. Vim hoyse edus mech Yisrael, if the edus was negea king of hoyezahirich labeisdin hagadol meidloi, he would take a go and testify on behalf of the king. Yud kvar biyano besef chamishi misuri bia shuhu osir ba'almone mitzvah labesure. Again, it's a mitzvah status. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvus. If he wants to become a kohen gadol, he doesn't have to be married, besides for Yom Kippur. But if he wants to get married, he has to marry a besure. Veinu nesa shtei nashim, he cannot be married to two women at the same time. Vim nasa shtei nashim. He cannot work in Yom Kippur because the Kippur badi vad beisoy, beisoy is ishtei, ishtei singular. V'chelitz may perform chelitza v'chelitz on ishtei. If he passes away with her children, his younger brother may perform chelitza to his wife. Umiyabim is ishtei perform yibim.
unlike a king which has a different dinim. Vim gerish isha muteres inas l'sharom. She's permitted to marry common folk. Yud alef. This mantra king gadol nichts hechel l'shtachvis. If a kohen wants to enter the hechel, the kodesh, to do shtachavoy, shloisha eichzim boy. He has three kohenim assisting him. Echad b'minuv, echad b'smeiluv, echad b'avanim tevish l'efid machirav. One holding the ephod in a way from behind so that there's no yizach achoshim. V'yikonis l'hechel v'shtachvis. He enters the hechel, prostrates for kevan sheishmas gan keil ragel shekohen gadol shul yetzer. The moment the Sagan, who is standing by the pareches of the entrance of the ulam, he would magbilis a pareches, he would move the pareches. Again, the king Gadol on the way in did it himself, but on the way back, because he was walking backwards, it was a bit hard for him to move the pareches, so the Sagan did it for him. The other kohanim who would have to do a shtachavar would enter the hechal, the kodesh, they would do a shtachavar.
Which pareches are we talking about that they would move?
It was a pareches that was at the entrance of the olam.
That was the pareches.
Excuse me, the entrance of the hechal. Yes, the entrance of the olam. Not the one of the kodesh. The kodesh had doors.
The kodesh hakadoshim had also pareches.
Look, I also said, yeah, but you didn't do shtachim on the kodesh hakadoshim. The kodesh.
You're talking about the hechal.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
And that had that didn't have doors?
The entrance to the olam, right, that had a curtain.
That had occurred to Andorra,
yeah.
No?
Not those,
just like a base. Hak dictatus, Makti. If you wanted to be Mak dictatus, it was a Segol of Hashiros, so Medusa. Venetal Chelik Beresh, Bekotche Yamiktosh Kulam. Ketzad, Kishiyitza, Im is this Chatas Shali, is this Ashim Shali. He can define and designate what carbon Chatas and Ashim is. Ene Evid Bepais, his Aveda isn't subject to a raffle. Elokol Ishiyitza, Lahakrif Makrif Kamashitz, whenever he wants, he can be Makrif what he wants. Varehu Bekotche Yagvul Kishakian, when it comes to terms and Mises. He's like any other regular kohen. The gimel is mancher. It's a kohen gadol hakriv. If kohen gadol wants to be makriv, ha'yoyel bekevesh, he would ascend the ramp. V'hasgan mimino, all the lamachtes of kevesh reached the halfway line. Tfasei hasgan mimino v'helo. The scan would assist him to walk up. V'heishet le hakohen, yeah. Heishet le hakohen shahu melech esreish ha'ila ha'yivarem shubiyade. Then the kohen who was, he had different kohanim holding different limbs of the carbon. So the kohen who was closest to the kohen gadol would stretch out to the Kohen Gadol, the Reish Ha'ilah, the same Chalim as Eikon Ha'ish. Again, this is after Shechita, obviously. The Kohen Gadol would then do Smicha, and he would then throw it onto the fire. Yedal, V'chein, V'kacho Yimashitin Leishar Hivarim. And they would also present the Kohen Gadol with all the other limbs. Kol Echad V'yachad Neisan Hivarim Shebiyadu L'Rishayn, V'Rishayn Neisan the Kohen Gadol. They would pass it to the Kohen that was closest to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would then do Smicha on that Eivir, V'hu Semech V'zerik L'Ish. If the Kohen Gadol just wants to be Semech on the Yivarim, and the Kohen who's next to him should throw it into the fire, Isa. Okay. The Kohen Gadol is the one, is the only one who does Smicha on Yivarim. It's when they're still alive, before Shechita. Tezvav. Kishayagdol HaKohen, V'yase Ish, Hayu Kosh L'Avayid, Mom becomes a Gadol, K'morken the Mesa Mikdash, Aval Echa, V'kihanim, Lo Yehoi Manichan Eisa L'Avayid B'Mikdash, Achi Ben Eser M'Shanah. That was the social norm, 2020. When nichnas la'azor la'avid etchila, ela b'shal shalavim imrim shiram. When he enters the base of Mikdash to begin his avida, he should enter whilst the lavim are singing chesed shenigim.
What's talking about that they didn't let him until he was this? It's a bit not right, right?
No, that was the practice. Right? Design. Ein hakoyin avid chila. A koyin should not begin his avida. The king Kohen Gadol in Eved Batchila, so the Kohen Gadol should not begin his service as a Kohen Gadol. Ad Shuyavi Asilas Eifah Mishrei Va'ivda Biyada. He has to bring a tenth of an Eifah and be makifered himself. Shem Ezek Karben Har Navonav Hashem Kiriv Hashem V'yem Himash Achaisei. On the day that they receive their Aveda, the day they begin to work, they have to bring a Asilas Eifah. V'im Avad Kedim Shuyavi Asilas Eifah. He does the Aveda before he brings this personal Karben. V'chin Kohen Gadol Shavad Bikuna Gadela. Kedim Shuyavi Asilas Eifah. So the Kohen Gadol who did his Aveda before he brought the Karben that he would have had to have brought. For being a Kohen Gadol, Avidasin Ksheira. Yitzayin, Kohen Shali Avid Adayin Miyamav. A Kohen had never worked one day in his life as a Kohen. Shemino is a Kohen Gadol, Mitamal. Right? He becomes a Kohen Gadol. Stage one.
His father must have been a Kohen Gadol before.
Can Zayin. So Harizah Mevi Asiris Soeifa, Vaivda Biyad Etchila. He brings an Asiris Soeifa, personally. He's Makavit. Keshai Chinuch, Kol Kohen Hedit. Achakach Makavit Asiris Soeifa Shnia, Shei Chinuch Kohen Gadol. Because when you become a Kohen Gadol, you also have to bring a Seir Sefer. So his first year as a Kohen, and as a Kohen Gadol, v'chakamachin a Seir Sefer shlish, he's got to bring a third one, shechaviti Kohen Gadol shemakir b'chol yeh. K'meish is boy, v'maisa shloshtan shavahu, the way that they were brought, are all equal, as we will learn in those halachas of Tamidim and Masafim.